Occupy didn't start on Wall Street. It started on our street, the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Got my little buddy Dominic, got Evan in the booth, got you on the phones at 844-967-2789. Dominic, there have been two politicians that have looked at me with sort of a disdainful look, and I think they want to punch me right in the nose. And literally the last one to have done so was Tim Ramjam, your buddy, Rantham, the guy that tried to get us arrested, and we were later issued tickets for entering into a locked Wisconsin State Capitol building.
So they claim.
You know, we've got pretrial hearings coming up, something of the sort.
I see they've been delayed for like a year. I mean, a lot of investigative work to be done here by our fine counsel, Jeff Scott Olson. I look forward to the conclusion of this continued harassment against the media.
Well, buddy, we benefit from very capable defense. I'll just say that. But the guy before that, and it was about 4 years ago in May, now Governor Tony Evers looked me right in the eye and wanted to punch me right in the nose. You know it's true, Dom. You know it's true. But, you know, he passed. He passed. So anyways, we'll let that pass, and we'll get back to the phones, perhaps. But I got one question to you, because no one's playing St. Paddy's Day with me, and nobody all week has had much to say about their bracket. So I got to ask you, my little buddy.
I didn't fill a bracket up.
Last
I recall, you said on the radio, hey, man, check your email. I'm going to send you a bracket. And
no, I said everyone's going to send you their brackets. Everyone's going to send you their brackets.
Nope.
You're not even in the station contest?
Not in any contest. Well, I do have some contests. I have a friend of mine who went to Marquette, and they're not doing very well against North Carolina right now.
I got Carolina picked in my bracket.
They're down by, well, hey, there's still a chance. There's like 3 minutes left in the game, and Marquette's only down by 30.
So it's close. So you're saying there's a chance. You know, Fancy Brian was kind of hangry yesterday. Couldn't eat before his little procedure thing. So anyways, he was hangry. You could tell. Because, you know, I'm like, March Madness, greatest thing ever. And he's like, shut up, man. Baseball or die. And I'm like, oh, okay. Why don't you have a Snickers bar and stay over there, big bear of a man. He looked like he wanted to punch me in the nose. I have that effect on people, Dom.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Kurt. I mean, that it might be, you know, more often than you realize. But, you know, that's okay. As long as I don't do it and don't, like, say it out loud. You know, I bet there's probably more people that want to punch you than you actually know about. But, you know, that's okay. They're not threatening you out loud to the Associated Press like Ramjam was threatening, you know, Robin Voss.
You know, your Marquette grad buddy's tweeting at us. I wonder what he had to say. Yeah. Probably wants to punch me in the nose. 844-967-2789. You know, sometimes the feeling is mutual. Not you, though, Kuchka. Sorry about some of our callers. Welcome back, CJ. How you doing?
Hey, CJ. We got CJ? Where's CJ? We lost him?
Oh, he's double dipping. He's probably listening to Hannity reruns or something. He's calling in on a different line. How could CJ do that? Let me take him. CJ, is that you? I'll screen the call live. You're on the air, CJ.
Well, you should have Evan on overtime covering my calls.
Apparently, man. Corned beef and cabbage? Were you eating the corned beef and cabbage? Got busy?
I am headed to eat corned beef and cabbage.
Well, we got that in common. I have a corned beef roast riding shotgun in my car right now. Let me ask you, CJ, because you could also win over my heart, if not my belly. If you filled out brackets, did you fill out brackets? You might be the only one I know that actually filled out, can't say it, the brackets. Did you do the brackets, CJ?
I filled out the brackets so much that I just became a grandfather.
Oh, congrats.
Yeah, thank you. And first one, and his name is Bracket.
Are you kidding me?
That's a lot of brackets, some dedication.
Actually, it's Brackett, but it's kind of close.
Well, that's close enough for making jokes on the radio, CJ, but you need the heavy lifting to me, fella.
Congratulations.
Well, how serious do we want to be on St. Patty's Day?
Well, Joe, pardon me, CJ, I didn't mean to almost use your real name. CJ, how real you want to be, man? You want to punch me in the nose? What are you saying?
Well, no, I don't want to punch you in the nose.
Can I ask you a serious question, though? And I mean a serious question. Who do you like in the Republican primary at this point? Rantham, Rebecca Clayfish, or Kevin Nicholson?
Too early to say.
You got to have some favorite. You got to have a preference, someone you're leaning towards.
I do have a favorite, but, you know, kind of the way if President Trump would have performed in the first debate and not have to debate Chris Wallace, too, he would be president right now. So I don't blame anybody but President Trump on how he handled the debates and the campaign. But your guy who won, right, is the one that was able to go toe-to-toe with Putin, the only one. And right now we're on the edge of a third world war.
Well, CJ, so, look at you pivoting right the damn deadly serious.
Pretty serious. All right, CJ, so the recently passed $1.5 trillion funding bill, of which like $3.6 billion have been allocated for Ukraine assistance. Now, certainly I'll take some time to flush through. What are your thoughts on that? Now, many Republicans who want more done in Ukraine voted against that bill, CJ. So where do you stand on that?
You know why they voted against it? Because it was loaded with a whole bunch of pork.
And yeah, so is every bill.
Donald Trump gave him javelins and stingers. He didn't give him blankets and like.
Oh, come on, man! That's you're getting old with that. That you could maybe make that criticism accurately against Obama, but we've moved on to the Biden administration. He's giving them deadly drones. That's a little beyond blankets, fella.
Here's the thing. Too little, too late.
Well, I mean, but CJ, I guess I'm confused. I'm confused as what your position is. So you're saying you seem to be critical of the current administration for what bringing us close to World War III, but you criticize the previous administration for giving blankets and Trump giving them weapons. So should we give Ukraine more weapons or should we not?
Dom, here's the thing. This whole thing could have been prevented.
But here's just where we're at now, though, CJ. I mean, like, woulda, shoulda, coulda. Here's where we're at. Now what do we do? What do we do now?
He's still two steps behind, isn't he? Now he's got Democrats that are coming to him and saying, you know what? We got to do something different.
So we should get closer to World War III then.
Biden,
you're down with that? Working. CJ, if we provide more assistance, for instance, like planes, and I know that's been a big issue. We don't want, you know, two nuclear powers shooting at each other. So there's some, you know, there's some issues there. But at the end of the day, the more we give to Ukraine, and I believe we should give more, the closer we get to a shooting war with a nuclear power, Russia. So I don't know how you can be critical of the administration for bringing us close to World War III and also want to support and supply Ukraine with more and more weapons. Those are kind of the same thing. You can't be for one and then be all concerned about the other. Any efforts that we do to support Ukraine, which I believe we absolutely should, they are the ones in this country, in this world right now, standing up against true tyranny. When you have in Russia, someone on the television put up a signs, you know, critical of the government, and all of a sudden, whoosh, they're gone looking at 10 years. When you have a WNBA player with a couple of cartridges of hash oil at the airport looking at 5 to 10 years, these are true, this is true tyranny. That's what tyranny looks like. Not like what all you conservative flowered Republicans think, all putting on a mask or having to do this or that this is real tyranny. They can't even decide what tyranny is. We can look at it and we can see it going on right now in Ukraine. They deserve our support. But how can you be so concerned about World War III and then want to give them more and more weapons?
Dominic, I believe I heard CJ describe the president as a couple of steps slow. No, you're thinking of the Marquette Warriors. Boom, Kuchka! 844-967-1670. 2789. I got the Badgers playing all the way into the Elite Eight.
That's the Marquette Golden Eagles to you, buddy.
Are they the... Oh, my bad. Did I call them the Warriors?
You did. Old school.
Warriors, come out to play. Well, apparently they didn't because the Tar Heels are whooping their butts. Right. And the Badgers are going to put a hurting on the Toothpaste College Colgate tomorrow.
Isn't North Carolina your old, like, your adopted team? I remember.
Well, my brother is a North Carolina grad, and my mother is a North Carolina grad. And as you well know, I am a grad of the fine University of Wisconsin La Crosse.
Did you? Oh, you did graduate then? Okay. I have the diploma.
You're thinking of Joe. The aforementioned incel solution. 844-967-2789. My only regret, I didn't ever really get an answer out of CJ about his brackets. But then again, we never really get a straight answer out of CJ. Do we?
No,
I can't even tell
really.
You who he likes in the basketball tournament.
I like yes or no questions. I'm okay with yes or no questions. Even if you qualify it, that's fine. But when you call up and you make a statement and make an issue and make a point, and then you know you can't accept a question back or a follow-up question, it's pretty weak discussion. I'm just saying, CJ, you should bring a better game.
Yeah, you can't go left. Do you see Senator Kathy Bernier, I don't know how to say your name. She's retiring, though. And she was on the 60 Minutes this weekend.
The Wisconsin State Republican Senator.
Wisconsin
yes.
State Senator, former clerk. She heads up the Senate Elections Committee. And the questioner from 60 Minutes, the Gableman Report here in the state of Wisconsin, does it have credibility? And she said no.
No.
Not at all like a CJ Wolf. 844-967.
Not at all.
2789. Mark from the SAC, welcome back. What do you got?
Hey, Mark.
Oh, Cy. You know, congratulations, CJ, and your grandchild. I mean, that's it's nice to hear, but you got to get your facts right. And
well, for all we know, he doesn't really have a grandchild. That could be fake news. He just wanted to use the bracket joke.
Yeah, and I, you know, and I didn't.
I assume Brackett's a real human being.
Yeah, but I did do a little bit of homework before I made this call, and I took a look at our agreement with the Trump's agreement with the Taliban. That there's that we're supposed to have all the troops out of Afghanistan by May, according to Trump's agreement, and Biden was able to delay that until August. So, I mean that's the way it goes. We couldn't have left anything in Afghanistan as the cases when CJ brings up the point. Well, we gave that base to the Chinese. Well, no, we didn't. We had to get out of there according to the agreement. Otherwise, we reneged on the agreement. And Trump was so busy. I don't know what services he was providing to Donald Trump, but it certainly wasn't being strong and standing up for America's interests, because as soon as Trump got into office, he was holding meetings with Russians, that Lavrov and all that.
A couple of surgeries. We all know a couple of surgeries, don't we, Mark? Have him over to the Oval Office. Don't tell the press.
It's just ridiculous. I mean, the Joe Biden is doing the best he can, and Putin was going to do whatever the hell he wanted. And I think if Trump would have gotten reelected, we would have been out of NATO right now, and Trump would be rolling over not just Ukraine, he'd be rolling over the Baltic countries and making his way into Finland probably as well.
Well, give it time, Mark. He still could get there. Real quick, wanted to point out this reported on Twitter, shared by Scott. I am a Ukrainian Kuchka. Well, your team got clobbered, 32, the final score. UNC 95. They were like 63 for Marquette.
Oh,
but anyways,
ouch.
The Putin fan club, the 8 House Republicans who voted against suspending normal trade relations with Russia and Belarus. They include Rep. Marjorie Taylor Greene, Matt Gaetz, Lauren Boebert, Thomas Massey, Andy Biggs, Dan Bishop, Chip Roy, and
Ron Johnson.
Close.
Oh.
Then congressman.